With school, sports, and friends, Ian began to spend more time away from home. But every night, we still curled up together and went to sleep. For a long time, everything seemed perfect. Then it wasn't. Somehow, Ian had changed. When Ian was in eighth grade, he became moody and started to do things that he knew his parents wouldn't like. Ginger and Larry weren't too worried at first. Being moody is part of being a teenager. But this was different. There was a sadness in Ian that he tried to hide, but I heard it whenever he argued with his parents.